Welcome to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. The disease caused by the novel coronavirus continues to infect more people in Illinois. As we go to air Tuesday morning, the Illinois Department of Public Health has reported 73 deaths and 5,057 confirmed cases of the disease, though we still have to say the number of actual infections is likely much greater, owing to the lack of testing. There are consequences being felt across Illinois, in terms of health, of course, but also the economy and personal finances. Later this hour, we'll talk with a pair of experts about managing your money in a time of crisis. If you have questions, join the conversation at 800-222-9455. You can also tweet us at 21st Show, that's 21ST Show, or email talk at 21stshow.org. But first, there are thousands of local food producers in Illinois. They're the people who sell at your local farmers market, roadside produce stands, and provide fruits and vegetables for local restaurants. In other words, they rely on community engagement to get their products on the market. And like many folks across the state, those farmers are struggling amid Illinois' shelter-in-place order and social distancing. To tell us how these local farmers are coping, we've invited on WILL's agriculture reporter, Dana Cronin. Hello, Dana.
Hi, Brian.
We're also joined by Leslie Cooperband, who co-owns and operates Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in Champaign. Hello, Leslie. And lastly, Liz Moran-Stelk is executive director of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks, Brian.
So, Dana, I'm going to begin with you. As I understand it, farmers markets are deemed essential under Governor J.B. Pritzker's shelter-in-place order. So what exactly is the problem here?
Well, you're right that farmers markets are deemed essential according to Pritzker, and that was a huge relief to the local food community. But the problem here is that local food producers, unlike, say, commodity crop growers in the state who grow things like corn and soybeans, they really rely on engaging with their communities in order to make sales. So whether that's, you know, at the farmer's market or a local produce stand, some farmers even have so-called U-pick fields where they let people visit their farms and pick produce straight from the field. So you can see the problem here. These methods really rely on people leaving their houses, coming together, maybe gathering in groups like at the farmers market. And that's not really possible with social distancing in play. And also a lot of those local food producers, as I'm sure Leslie will tell you, sell a lot of their product to restaurants in their communities. And as we all know, restaurants are either closed right now or are limited to carry out. So that's really affected business for a lot of these farmers. But Brian, like you said, farmers markets are deemed essential and they are expected to open up in the coming months. I actually talked to the executive director of the Illinois Farmers Market Association yesterday, and she said markets probably will look a bit different this year. They're still working on coming up with the exact guidelines, but social distancing will definitely be ingrained in those markets, whether that's, you know, drawing chalk lines 6 feet around each booth or just being more careful about the actual exchange of goods. She said farmers markets, you know, are typically places for communities to gather together, and that this year that just won't be the case.
Okay, well, Leslie, I want to bring you into this conversation. First off, can you tell us about your farm?
Yes. Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery was established in 2005. We were Illinois' first farmstead dairy, including any kind of milking species. And farmstead means that we use the milk from our herd, in our case our goats, to make our dairy products. Primarily cheese. We are, our farm and our herd are certified through a program called Animal Welfare Approved, which emphasizes pasture-based production and high welfare standards. And we mostly make a variety of French-style goat cheeses. We make a little bit of goat milk gelato. We have lots of visitors typically coming to our farm throughout the seasons, and we currently attend the Urbana Farmers Market. About a little more than half of our business, maybe 60-65% of our business, is wholesale. A big part of that wholesale base has been restaurants. and some specialty food independent grocer retail stores.
Well, see, I was wondering, where do you sell cheese at a time when restaurants are having to close dine-in options? Are you concerned that, that's going to affect your business?
It already is affecting our business tremendously. This is the time of year that our cheese is cheese production resumes. We are a seasonal dairy, so our goats are bred in the fall, and they have their babies in the spring, and there's about a two-and-a-half-month period of time that they're not actively producing milk. So come late February, early March, we start having babies, and we start producing milk, and hence cheese-making resumes. So normally this time of year, we would be packing orders for restaurants and delivering in and around Champaign-Urbana and, more importantly, up in Chicago. Chicago's been a huge market for us for our cheese for restaurants. So that business has gone to zero.
To zero, wow. So yes. What do you still, do the goats still have to be milked? Does the cheese have to be made? Are you having
to get
warehouse space? What does that mean on the ground for you?
No, so, I mean, yet that's the thing is goats do not know that there's a pandemic going on, and they're having their babies. We're in full production. Well, we're not in full production yet, but we're on our way to milking over 100 goats this year. So we're making cheese. We've had to pivot to try to get more of our cheeses into retail stores, and we just launched an online website so that folks can order direct from us. We're partnering with at least one local food aggregator in Fairbury called Down at the Farms, and they service over 60 small farms. They have a website, and folks can order. Most of their business was restaurant-based, and so they're pivoting to try to get individual retail customers to order from their website as well. So there's been, you know, there is no, you know, unless we were to just dry up our goats and go out of business, there's just no way that we could put our production on hold. We have to go forward.
Well, Liz Moran-Stelk with the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, you've been listening to what we've been talking about, and I know the Alliance works to promote local food producers like Leslie. I wonder, what are you hearing from some of your other Alliance members?
Yeah, we're farmers like Leslie who sell to restaurants and schools are getting hit really hard. They have products ready but don't have the business infrastructure or marketing to really shift to direct sales. But the good news is that we're hearing from direct market farmers who sell CSA shares or sell food online, especially those who can deliver, are experiencing a boom in sales right now. And there's been an incredible demand for local food. But also many of those farms are going to be counting on farmers market sales for a good portion. And that's really not a guarantee for the rest of the year if people are either hesitant to go to farmers markets or if farmers markets don't make the changes that they are going to make markets safe.
Well, yeah, can you talk a little bit about, is there planning going on? Do you hear people talking about the contingencies if this stay-at-home order continues beyond April 7th, which is the current cutoff, but a lot of people think it's going to go longer. Go ahead.
We have this moment. We're lucky to be right in between the end of the winter farmers market and the beginning of the summer farmers market are going to have. So we have this gap. And this is a really critical moment for market managers and farmers who sell at markets to be making plans to pivot to and to make plans to make the market really safe. So whether that's, you know, some markets are looking at metering people to keep, you know, sort of keep the limit so there isn't crowding. Some are doing pre-ordering online. Many are saying no samples, like no open food. There's some that are moving to drive-thrus. And the Illinois Farmers Market Association is going to be putting out some guidance for farmers markets to be able to say, you know, here's some ideas about things that you can do. And they really need to heed that and make those changes because despite the fact that the governor's order, you know, says that farmers markets are essential, you know, yesterday the mayor of Los Angeles canceled markets until they can prove that they're taking steps to keep people safe. And I think that's the right move. Farmers markets are going to, and it's going to be a struggle. And that's part of why we're excited that the Congress's the Corona relief package includes funding for local food producers and for farmers markets to make these kind of changes right now.
So I guess the question, the bottom line is, though, is that if people are listening or wondering, will my farmers market in my community be opening? The answer is stay tuned. We just don't know yet.
Yeah, I think it's I we'd like to be able to say yes, absolutely. And that I think we're going to most farmers markets in Illinois right now are doing everything they can to open, to operate safely, to get the message out, because this is really a moment where not only people want local food, but it really is a moment for local food producers to show, you know, how much great product they have, that it's secure, that it's safe, and that we're here for you when people are looking for, you know, fresh and reliable food right now.
Dana, I want to bring you back into this conversation. You talked to some other local level farmers. What did they tell you?
Yeah, so Leslie, you are not alone in this. I talked to another farmer. Her name is Patty Marco. She and her siblings own and operate a farm called Wilsey's Farm Produce, which is located in Maple Park, which is about 60 miles west of Chicago or so. And they grow all kinds of fruits and veggies on their farm. They sell most of what they grow out of an old converted cattle barn on their property. Marco told me she doesn't know exactly how they'll be operating this year. And here's a quick clip.
Can I put my tub of vegetables out for a person to pick, or am I going to have to package everything so there's less handling by the public? I don't know. We don't know.
She told me that, you know, having to package all of those vegetables would require a lot of time and labor, both of which are in short supply during such a turbulent time for her. She also said that with planting season coming up, she's considering changing what and how much she'll plant just because of all the uncertainty. So I know that's also on the minds of a lot of produce growers.
And Dana, we heard Liz mention a moment ago about the federal legislation and helping farmers markets. Can you talk a little bit more about what the government is planning to do to help smaller farmers like Leslie, or are they?
Yeah, yeah. You know, like Liz mentioned, the government is helping, or at least they're trying to. In their most recent stimulus package, the third one passed last week, Congress allocated $9.5 billion in emergency funds to, and I'll quote, agricultural producers impacted by coronavirus, including producers of specialty crops, producers that supply local food systems, including farmers markets. And it goes on. But that's actually the first disaster relief package to explicitly include local food markets. The actual implementation of that plan, though, remains to be seen.
And Leslie, I wonder, what would you like to hear from government? What are you looking for as you continue to produce cheese on your farm?
Well, we are probably going to apply for some of the loan programs, the SBA programs. We want the farmers market to be open up. We want people to be safe. But we believe that there are ways for people to be safe and still attend the market. We want that if there's a role for government to help support some of the initiatives of farmers trying to come together to offer their products to customers collectively, we'd love for our local governments to support that. We need to get the word out just to the general public that this food is available, and that it's fantastic. I mean, that's the other thing is, in some ways, this is our moment to shine. We have one of the benefits of our local food system is that we are resilient and that we do not have a long supply chain. We are very short in our supply chain, and in most cases, direct from the farmer to the consumer. And that allows us to be able to be flexible. And I know a lot of my fellow farmers are coming up with creative ways to get their product in the hands of people, but people need to know that that it exists, and they need to support it. And we need our retail grocery stores to be safe, so that people feel confident that they can continue to go in there to shop. I've noticed when I'm delivering cheese to our local co-op, for example, that it's desolate in there. There's hardly anyone in there, and I think, and there's no, they don't have any gloves for people to put on. There are things that could be provided to some of the retail stores, like gloves, that might make people feel safer, but there's just no gloves to be had.
All right. We're going to have to end the conversation there. I'm afraid we have to end it there. That is Leslie Cooperband. She co-owns and operates Prairie Fruits Farm and Creamery in Champaign. We also heard from Liz Moran Stelk, Executive Director of the Illinois Stewardship Alliance, and WILL's agriculture reporter, Dana Cronin. Thank you all for joining us. You're listening to The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.